You all have seen my mom and dad. My dad, in the past, before he went a bit doo-doo, dementia and all, he would drive. So, the best way to get two persons to argue is to put father and son in one car. Yeah, I tell you, whether it's the father driving or son driving, oh, I tell you, best. At least for me and my father. When he's driving, I will always be like, yeah. Or I'll be telling him like, hey, hit out. Then he will like, when he don't really argue, when he's into that zone already, he will, he'll make this sound. I'll be like, okay, too much. Yeah. But I would do it, you know. Before I become a monk, after I become a monk, I will still sometimes do it. Sometimes I do it consciously because I will tell him like, "Bao, what point you here? Get the lang now, like." Because he would sometimes drive the car, putting himself in the middle of the lane. You know, Singapore, you drive on the right side, right? So the driver should be slightly off center. I mean, in all roads, the driver is always off center. But he would drive his car, putting himself in the center, meaning that I'm on the other lane already. So I mean, I'm just speaking for my own well-being, like. But then my comments, it's not really argument, but my comments, yeah, my comments would extend to his parking, yeah. Why? Because when he park, like when you have a reverse parking, right? You would go this, and then one time, okay, got him. Yeah, parallel parking, okay, got him. For him, oh boy. But I appreciate him. In the past, when I was going for talks, he would drive me to the places. After he retired, when he has time, and then there's a car lying around, he'd drive me around. But my occasional comment created some tension. The comments also created a lot of tension, yeah. So one day, we arrived back home, and then he hasn't do the somersault yet. And the first round when he went in, he was going to adjust further. So I told him, I said, "Pa, what can Mama think?" Yeah, that I will go up with mom first. Then he said, "Okay." So we went into the lift. My mom came in. Then when we were on our way up, I told my mom, I said, "What Tao Sing ha? Chati tia miusi ai kong." Then my mom smiled. Then she said, do you understand Hokkien? Who don't understand? Anyone don't understand Hokkien? So I told my mom that I almost opened my mouth again to comment. Then my mom said, "Then why didn't you comment?" I said, I caught myself and I asked myself, will commenting help him? And I realized that no, it doesn't help him. Not today anyway. So I didn't comment. Then my mom said, I was already a monk. Then she said, "Today you have wisdom." I give so much Dharma talk, she never said I have wisdom. What is wisdom? Yeah, to see, and in a way, that is wisdom, though, for her to say that. Yeah, because you can say whatever Dharma thought, but if at that point you cannot catch yourself, you cannot act for the welfare of yourself and others, then you are not wise. You have no wisdom. So right speech is about wisdom as well. To know when to speak, the right time to speak, to question yourself more than questioning others. Question yourself, why are you saying this? So that day in the car, yeah, I caught myself. And it's a very interesting experience when you catch yourself. It's like, ooh? Yeah. To suddenly realize you have a choice to regain back that freedom to choose. You know, we talk about freedom to do this, to say that. In Buddhism, the real freedom is the freedom to choose. To choose wisely, to act fruitfully, wholesomely. Yeah. For the welfare of ourselves and others. Yeah. So, whether it's well spoken or not, check yourself. And this will apply to arguments also. Sometimes, getting into arguments can help each other learn more. Sometimes, the person can see different points of view. And in some cases, even if they see the point of view, they may still disagree with it. And this is the important part about arguments, you know. That just because we see it and they hear it, doesn't mean they must accept it. Yeah. If you go into argument with a fixed mindset, I'm correct and you must accept, then be a dictator. If you want that outcome, you should be going the path of a dictatorship. Then you can force people to agree with you. Just, whether something is just or not. Yeah, is it fair or is it not fair? Yeah. Again, just is about welfare. Oftentimes, we look at our welfare. Nothing wrong with looking at our own welfare. I mean, nothing wrong with that. But to also consider the other person's welfare.